we've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks, where you guys are looking for people that have had a gynecological cancer, and you're doing a study. Can you guys tell everybody why you're doing this and what you hope to achieve from doing this?
Sure. So we are looking for women who are survivors or who've had gynecological cancers to help us really get the word out about this particular set of diseases. What we do know is that a lot of women are afraid to talk about this type of issue in public, but for those who need to know about it, it's best to hear the story from a woman who survived. And so we're looking for women who are interested in helping us tell their story and share it with other women.
What are the main gynecological cancers? What are they?
Right. So the main ones are, and the ones that you probably hear about the most, are cervical cancer, ovarian cancer, and uterine cancer.
So which ones are the most common? Are those the most common? Are those, you know, are they the most common in certain people, or which ones are the most common?
Sure. Those three are just the most common in general, uterine being the most common. Cervical cancer is actually the most common among African-American women, but we do see instances of those other cancers in African-American women as well.
Now, when you're screening, when people go to their doctors, do the regular pap smear, are they able to indicate these issues, or are some harder to detect than others?
Right. So cervical cancer is the only cancer that you can detect with a pap smear. The other cancers are a little bit more difficult to detect, so we like to have women understand that, you know, if they have any unusual symptoms, that they should go ahead and see their doctor just to make sure that there's not something else going on.
What might be some signs and symptoms?
So some of the signs and symptoms may be bleeding or spotting that's unusual for a woman, feeling bloated or too full, too full too fast. When they're eating, having to go to the bathroom more often or more urgently than usual, pain and pressure in the pelvic area, those types of symptoms.
So what can you do? Is there anything you can do to prevent gynecological cancers?
Well, cervical cancer and getting the pap test is probably the main way and one of the only ways that we really have in terms of preventing gynecologic cancers. And so we do recommend that women get their pap test as regularly ordered by their physicians. But the other thing that we know that affects gynecologic cancer that may increase a woman's risk of getting one is smoking. So we do recommend against smoking.
Wow.
All right. So what do people need to do? What's the best way to see if they can help and be of assistance to help save lives?
Sure. They can go to our website. It's cdc.gov/cancer/knowledge. And on that page, there's a link that says share your story. And it gives them an opportunity to reach out to us, and someone will follow back up with them about their story and to see if they actually want to participate in the program.
Okay, Dr. Tamika Fairley, is there anything that we left out that you want our audience to know?
No, just that women need to know that these cancers, if they're detected early, can be treated. And so the best thing is to, when you find symptoms or feel like you're having some symptoms that are unusual to you, to follow up with your doctor. It may be nothing, but you always want to err on the side of caution and be safe.
Absolutely. Dr. Tamika Fairley of the CDC, thank you so much for giving out this information, and hopefully we can save some lives with this conversation.
Thank you so much.
All right, you take care. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.